Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. I read this quote just recently and it said, once you hit a certain age, it's your responsibility to unlearn behaviours that are holding you back from being your best self. Now, I love the concept of unlearning behaviours that are holding you back from being your best self. My challenge is, once you hit a certain age, the certain age to me is whatever age you realise that you have behaviours that are holding you back. Now, I don't think that should happen in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. It happens anywhere in that process. So if you know that there are behaviours that are holding you back, if you're analysing yourself, and remember when we look at our success principles, number one is accountability, which means we are not looking for other people to blame. We're not in the blame, deny, and excuse game as to why things happen. We take responsibility, which in my definition is your ability to respond for a positive outcome. So we take responsibility for where we're at in life, the good and the bad. When we look at the bad, why aren't I achieving the things that I want to achieve? What is it that's holding me back? And again, if we look at accountability, I'm never looking at outside sources. I'm not looking at it being someone else's fault, someone needs to do, say, or whatever, act in a certain way that's going to make me then feel a certain way. I don't need that because I have no control over that. So when I'm truly going down the accountability line, I'm following along with all of my personal responsibilities and behaviours and actions and thoughts that are helping me to achieve a thing, but also holding me back from achieving some things. Now, when I look at those, there will be behaviours in there, and I don't care about the story. Oh, mum didn't hug me enough when I was a kid, or I didn't feel loved, or dad said this, or my partner said that. I don't care about all that stuff. That stuff's irrelevant. What are the behaviours that I am carrying out that I need to unlearn because they're holding me back from being the best version of myself? We all have them. We all need to analyse them if we want change. And then we need to do something with that analysis. Behavioural flexibility. So again, going back to our seven success principles, when we talk about recognising behaviours, we're talking about sensory acuity, which is success principle number five. So sensory acuity is just know what's working and what isn't. Know what's pushing me forward and what's holding me back. And then number six is behavioural flexibility. What are you willing to do with that information? Are you willing to make changes? Or are you someone that wants to tell the same story for the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and so on? So forget the first part of that quote, which is once you hit a certain age, the age is today, whatever age you are right now. It is your responsibility to unlearn behaviours that are holding you back from being your best self. Now, get online to glennazar.com, buildingbetterhumansproject.com.au, look for our online programs or reach out to me personally if you want to get involved and be mentored.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.